Yes?
Hadley Stevenson, 2191.
Yes?
Apologize for bothering you.
That's all right. Go ahead.
We have to settle this business of whether you're going to come up here to speak at the General Assembly before they go home. I want to say that I've talked to Abe Fortas about this. He seems to be very emphatically in favor of it. I've spoken to the president of the General Assembly, Senator Whalen. He is of the same mind. Likewise, Utong, the Secretary General. In the mission here, there is also unanimity about it. Dean Rusk has some misgivings as to whether it's worthwhile or whether you should be away from Washington even for a few hours. My own judgment is that it would afford an opportunity that you're not likely to have for some time to speak naturally without forcing the arrangement before the international community, just as they conclude their work here and go home, and that it has a good deal of merit, even if nothing new can be said. But the very fact that you appear here is new in itself, is something new, and there's an opportunity to reaffirm our posture on peace and on the détente and that sort of thing in a very in the best possible forum, and also do some other things, say some other things that I think would be constructive and useful. I just fearful that if a year or more goes by now before you have an opportunity to appear here, that the image or all those words that they use nowadays may not come through clearly and quickly enough. So I too am in favor of it. I've worked out the suitable date here would be at 12 o'clock on December 17th. That's Tuesday. I think the speech could be brief, about 15, 20 minutes, and then afterward you would step out back to the podium and shake hands with all of the delegates, just the way President Kennedy did on his two appearances here. And then afterward, if at 1 o'clock, if you felt that it was appropriate, we might have a small lunch, which would be present to the Secretary General, the President of the General Assembly, the Vice Presidents, and some of the top brass of this mission, and then you could get your plane back to New York, I think, by 2 or 3 o'clock, back to Washington. But I, after all of this going around down there, last evening, Arthur Schlesinger called him and said he talked to Mack Bundy, and Mack Bundy had the impression that I was against him, which is quite wrong. And finally he said, well, perhaps you'd better call him directly. Dean Rusk said that he would speak to you about it and try to get Abe Fortas, and the three of you would have a talk about it. I think Dean is ambivalent either way. He's not too positive that it's... well, he doesn't see anything very negative about it. My view is that it would probably be a good thing to do if it is not too inconvenient or too or interrupt your pressing schedule there with the last days of this Congress.
Can you check into it today and I'll get back to you tomorrow? Can I do that?
Oh, sure.
I'll get back to you tomorrow, and I assume you'll write the speech that you think would be appropriate.
Oh, yeah, we'll draft one, and point is we ought to get started.
I hope it's as good. Well, go on and get started. I hope it's as good as one that you sent down the other day, so try to give it a little time, because I don't want to come up there unless I do have a good one.
Well, you'll have a... The major thing you have to worry about is what you sort of projected over the next 6 months in the whole field of foreign policy. I don't think you should, if I may say so, I don't think you should do any traveling outside of this country.
That's what I'm going to try to do.
By any means, and... then will come the campaign, and you'll really be out of the, you won't have any opportunity to do this sort of thing, and there are a lot of people, feel that obviously any vice president is secured by the president, and it's important for the impact and the feeling of personal involvement in these problems to be made manifest everywhere and quickly. I think you've already done that extremely well in the speech to Congress, and, but I don't think it'll hurt a damn bit if you could reinforce it a little bit by some such appearance as this. But I don't want to over-persuade you.
Well, I want your judgment, and I appreciate very much your call, man. I'll check into it, and I'll get back to you.
See you Wednesday morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.